This is the VO Life Podcast. All about the ups and downs of being a voice actor in the real world. Casting sites, agents, marketing, using every resource to make sure we keep growing and reaching for more. We may not be superstars, but we're grinding our way up. From the occasional regional to the local 15 and everything in between, we are living the VO life. Join us weekly for recent happenings and interviews with the people who can help you on your walk through the VO life. Now, here's your host and fellow traveler, Troy Holden.
Hey, 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 Troy Holden back finally with another VO Life. I almost let it slip into 30 days, but there was this little thing, 1st of March, called VO Atlanta. And prepping for that and getting ready and trying to keep up with the other podcast and doing all the things that I try to keep juggling. I forgot. Kinda, sorta, not really. But let's talk about today. Let's talk about VO career growth and how things can change quickly and how slowly it can also move. Let's start out with a slow. When you first get into voiceover, you are so overwhelmed with so many things to learn and not really knowing, where am I going to get work? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And you can go back and listen to all these episodes and it will tell you all these things and all these directions of what you can do. Platforms you can get on, pay to plays, you can do this and do that. And here I am in year 3 full time. And again, changing some things around because what may have worked for a little while may not work the whole time. What are you talking about? And you can hear I have conference voice. I'm very raspy. Luckily, I haven't had to do a ton of work. I had to do my outdoor channel yesterday, but I'm 2 days removed from VO Atlanta, and I'm still pretty raspy. So let me get back to that point. Things have changed again, and I'll get to that in a second. But when you start out, for those of you who are newer, and you are out there trying to figure out, how am I ever going to jumpstart this? Let me tell you this. It's going to take some time. Yes, there's the unicorn. Yes, there's the exception. But look, they're very rare. Can you instantly get work? Yeah, you can. If the dice rolls in your favor, you can. But know this, you're not walking into a national commercial, a regional commercial and stuff like that. You're going to walk into non-glamorous, I'm so happy I got paid work. What are some of the things you can do to quickly get some of that? My opinion, telephony, IVR. Call companies in your area. You're a professional voice actor. Know your role. Know your rate. You're not going to make a lot off these, but if you can get a couple of them, and at least you've got something, right? It gets your confidence up, and that helps. If it's a larger company, try to roll that into other things. How do they onboard their employees? Do they do things when they change benefits? Could you voice videos for them, or could you just do voice things for them where employees listen to it? It's not glamorous, but you can get paid, and it's experience. The other thing, and I still uphold this, and some people will probably beat me over the head saying, why would you encourage people to do that? I think YouTube narrations can be one of the best practices you can get. Yeah, some of it's way too cheap. You don't have to take it if it's too cheap. You can pick and choose. But if you were able to manipulate the repeat guys that will, send you one a day, and they'll pay you $25 or something, and you say, "Ah, really? Yeah, All right, is $125, $150 a week more than you're making now? Because you're making nothing, and that $150 over the period of a month is $600. You just bought 3 hours of coaching somewhere, or you just bought some workshops that maybe you didn't have the money to buy it. And it's not glamorous work, but let me tell you, it makes you hustle and learn how to edit, because really quickly you'll be going, this is taking way too long. This is taking way too long. And you'll get faster and faster, and your eyes will get ahead of your brain, and you'll be able to read with less mistakes, and you'll be able to fix those mistakes quicker, and you'll use a clicker, or you'll clap, or you'll learn punch and roll, or however you want to do it. It's all a personal preference. And next thing you know, you're quick at it, and it helps, and your reading becomes better. Downside to some of that, be careful and don't get too reedy, because you're reading stories. Treat those things more like a documentary or an in-show narration. Don't get in the habit of reading them like the 6 o'clock news. You know, put some emotion into it. You know, if it's a channel about certain sports, well, become, you know, somebody who loves that and wants to really be excited about it and talk about it, and truly treat it like better work than it is. And that's one of the things I've said all along, is always treat every piece of work just like it's the highest paying job you've ever done, and give it the attention it deserves. Because that client can, you know, make or break you. If you're on one of these free platforms, it can make or break you. And, you know, I guess, and I had this comment come up at VO Atlanta, because I was surprised. I don't think I heard the F word the whole time I was there, except in a private conversation. And I was surprised, because usually it's a topic of conversation. People are saying, you know, stay off of there, it's cheap, and blah, blah, blah. The only conversation I heard mentioned about Fiverr was, it has become way expensive to be on there, because to keep your name up on some of the front screens, you have to pay these promoted gig fees and the Seller Plus program. And next thing you know, you're spending $200 or $300 a month on that. And you could go to voices.com, Voice123, you know, and spend less than that. True, you know, you may or may not book things, but what the thought pattern was, Fiverr's not free anymore. It is, but it's not. It is, because you can get on there for free, but you may not be seen if you remain to be on there for free. And they are making another change March 15th, I believe it is. I don't know what it's going to be. They've already taken your badge off if you're a top-rated seller. That's gone when people are searching. They can see if you're pro-vetted, but they can't see what level you are. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not, you know, it's just a sliver of what I do, but it's just weird. You know, it's just weird that, I don't know. Anyway, there are things you can do, you know, to get going. It's not easy. Mark Ryder recently said it's a jog. We used to always hear it's a marathon, not a sprint. But I really like the jog analogy, because you're just going to be slowly moving through it at a slow pace and building and building and building. And that's what you should do. Don't look for it to be something of solving all your financial problems overnight. And, you know, even in a year or two, some people are fortunate and they make money fairly quickly. A lot of people don't. And unless you're dedicated to it, it can be a slog. So take your time. It'll be okay. Unless you're doing audiobooks, that may be a different thing, but I have zero experience. And I said, when I came back from VO Atlanta, I wanted to sit with my neighbor down the road, J. Rodney Turner, and talk about it. But the more I thought about it, and I recently signed with another agent, and they represent people on audiobooks. And he asked, did I do them? And I said, no. He said, don't start. So I thought, okay, because he was just talking about how much time it takes up. But on the other hand, some days I think, you know what? I got time. I really do. I got time. So, and when I say I got time, could I read for an hour or two a day? I probably could. You know, it would take away from marketing, but that's another comment I want to talk about from VOA. and let me do it once fresh on my mind. I was talking to another voice actor who, like me, does direct marketing, and they said they have an assistant who told them they are running into a lot of casting places or production places who are saying, we are so sick of seeing voice actor emails. So what has happened, this trend towards marketing has flooded them with emails. Now, that could just be one or two opinions, one or two places that said that. I don't know. It does somewhat make sense, but on the other hand, if they don't hear from you and know who you are, they won't know who you are. And I say on the other hand this also, this past week I had, the week before VO Atlanta, let me roll back even a little further. My routine right now, and somebody's going to say, that's not near enough. I heavily research 5 contacts a day, and then I will reach out to them, just 5. And somebody said, it's not enough. I said, look, there's a lot of email going out from voice actors in bulk, in sequenced emails and this and that. And I only need to reach the ones I think make sense for me. I'm very targeted with that, very targeted with my marketing. I have to be. It's a waste of time if I'm not. I research the company. I learn something about them. I reach out to someone there. Last week, I think I only did 15 during the week because I was prepping to go to Atlanta. I got slammed on Friday. Not Friday. I left on Thursday, on Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I did send out my 5 a day. But I got responses back from those 15. I got 2 good responses back that, hey, thanks for sending your stuff. I'll keep you in mind if we have something come up in, you know, pretty much saying in your lane or your niche. And that's what I'm asking for, you know. And I think one of these, they specialized, they did a lot of construction videos, instructional and whatever. But when I listened to them, I thought, yep, I could do those. I think I could be a benefit to them. And that's who I want to reach. So, yes, you can still do it. But the targeted marketing is really, really working better for me. And that's one of the reasons when I said earlier I made a change. I dropped my paid membership on Voice123 because when I looked at it in some different ways, and the main way being a true ROI. Okay. Oh, did you make your money back? Yeah. Yeah, I made way more of my money back. But the stress of trying to stay in that top 20%, and then I slipped back into top 40, and then I went back to 30, then I'm back to 40. And that stress was wearing me out. I worried about it a lot because I thought, I'm not seeing auditions fast enough. Every time I drop down, it's slower and slower. They're coming in the middle of the night, and there's no way for me to compete. I didn't want to worry about that anymore. So I said, let's just take a break. Let's take a mental break, if nothing else. And let's try something else for 3 to 6 months. I can always go back and I can always rebuild, you know, to get the likes and try to move back up. I could always go back at the 888 level, not the 2200. And it's there and I can peruse it. But I'll have to do it when I don't have to worry about it. But I'm just not sure yet. But I'm taking that hour a day for sending out these targeted emails. And I think that'll be better for me. It may not. It may not work. I may go back to it and I may have to go back to fighting it. But let me tell you, my stress level is way down. My available time is way up. And I don't go to bed with my phone in my hand looking to see are they sending stuff at night. I put it in sleep mode and I go to bed and I feel better. And it's all what we each have to do, right? There are people killing it on there, making 6 figures right there on that one platform. I'm happy for them. I don't have the voice to do that. I'm too much of a niche voice. But I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for my buddies that are on there that are doing well and investing time into it. It's all in what you want to do. We all have a different path. So from start to finish, you know, it's a different path. How was VO Atlanta, by the way? It was great. This was my third year in a row. This is the first year, and I don't mean this in any way other than to say I felt comfortable this year. The first year, I felt so awkward and out of place. Last year, a couple of people kind of, you know, recognized me. Hey, you're the guy from the VO Life, you know. And this year, it was like when I walked up to people that I admired, they knew me. And that was crazy to me because, you know, it was just crazy. But it made me confident. It made me feel better. And I really appreciate that. And I appreciate them all being so warm and nice. And what that teaches me is don't ever forget you've got to be that way yourself. Make sure that you are just as wonderful as they all have been. And do that every stinking day, no matter what. And I try to do that. I get a lot of direct messages on Facebook. I try to answer them all quickly. Sometimes I'll let people know, hey, jump on my website and book a 15-minute consult with me so I can answer your questions face-to-face. It's really hard to type all this in. I don't like all that typing, and I type terribly, and I misspell words. It makes me feel stupid. So I would rather talk to you one-on-one, and I would rather do that to get to know you a little better, because if I'm getting a DM from you, I don't really know you that well. I'm not really sure where you are, what you're doing, what your background is, and I don't want to give you a bad answer. So, yeah, jump on my website and get a free 15-minute consult, and I'm happy to talk to you. And I promise it'll last longer than 15 minutes. They always do. But that way, at least we got it scheduled, we get it done, and I'm not, you know, I'm one of those people, if I get a message, I got to answer it. I may not answer it immediately, but I feel like I need to answer. So I hope I'm doing a good job doing that. Probably not. Some days it's hard. But yes, it was wonderful. I learned a lot. There'll probably be more on another VO podcast about specifics, because Charles and I roomed together. There's a story that only he is allowed to tell, that he can tell it. Something happened that has never happened in my life, and I was very embarrassed by it, and I'll let him tell that story. That'll be coming up probably soon on that podcast. But yeah, it was great. It was great. Let me give my two cents on conferences. I think there's a transition period. You should go to conferences to meet people, to test out different people you want to coach with, to go to the business stuff and learn about SEO and learn about how to warm up. Apparently I didn't, or my voice wouldn't sound like this. There's so many things you can go do and learn and get better at, and learn people, I think, is a wonderful thing. On the other hand, let me say this too. There comes a time where, you know, and this year I went to a lot of things, and I'm like, you know, I probably should have went to something else, you know, and then I went to some things and I was like, that's exactly what I've already learned from another coach. And then I'd go somewhere else and I'm like, oh, this is great. So I think there comes a time in it when you can, you know, for me, it was more about socializing and shaking hands and hugging people and trying to talk to people that wanted to talk to me and talking to people I wanted to talk to. But it became less this year about education for me, because I felt like I was at a point, it turned more into a social thing. Nothing wrong with that. You know, nothing wrong with that for anybody. And I, you know, you're not likely going to go sit in classes and see seasoned VOs in there. They're either teaching the classes, or they're up in the room resting, or, you know, they're back down in between classes, or in the evening you'll see everybody. But you kind of transition from, you know, totally a student to kind of a student to I'm just here to socialize. And I got really close to that this year. So next year it's really going to be more socializing. And but it's always great to see all these folks, even the ones that are around here that I could see in between. Sometimes I only see them at VO Atlanta. And but it was great. I really enjoyed it this year. And other than oversleeping Sunday morning, and almost missing the closing and packing in a hurry, and I left my hoodie somewhere in the room. No big deal, but I'm usually so, you know, I used to travel all the time. I'm usually really, 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 really picky about where's my stuff. And somehow, some way, I either left it stuffed in, you know, down beside something or whatever. I just missed it. And that's okay. It's no big deal. And did not have to record anything while I was gone, which is a miracle. I was really glad that worked out. I got some auditions in on Friday and they weren't due till Monday. And I said, heck, I'll do them when I get home Sunday night. And that worked out great. So it was a great trip. Enjoyed it. And I hope everyone else did too. Well, that's probably enough rambling bambling from me about VO Atlanta and you know how it ties into starting up and how you get started a little bit in VO, because it always reminds me down there, there were so many new people. It always reminds me of how hard it is to get started. And sometimes the advice you're getting is all over the place and you're like, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. The best thing to do is pick that person, whether it's coach, mentor, whoever, stick with them. Somebody a little ahead of you or a year or two ahead of you, and listen to them and follow along. Be careful about all these groups. Some of them are full of bad information. Some are okay. Pick and choose, folks. Now, if you listen to the past week on another VO Life, you're going to hear Mandy Astoria Red, as she's also known, Mandy Fisher, who is now a I'm now on a roster with her, which is cool. But Mandy is a great place to start. She has a Discord with tons of information. They do tons of stuff on there. That's a good place to start. She's got great resources. I probably would recommend her as heavily as anybody. Now, that's not to say she would endorse a lot of the things that I might say it's okay to go do. She may not, but we've all done things on a different path. Just because I did it and she didn't do it doesn't make it right or wrong. It just makes it different. And, you know, we all grow up and get out of some things as we grow our business. So that's what counts. We realize I probably shouldn't be doing that. I should be doing this instead. That's how you grow. It's how you learn. But go follow her. Get on her TikToks, her Discord. I think that'll be a big help to you. She's not only knowledgeable, but she's fun and she does a lot of fun stuff. And I think you'll enjoy that type of learning. All right. Yeah. Start jogging, because there's a long way to go and that's what we got to do. Hey, thanks. I apologize. I did not get something out a little earlier, but it is what it is. We get busy. And with the other podcast being weekly, I feel like you guys know you can always go there and listen and catch up on stuff. And if you have questions and you want to email me, do that. Troy at TroyHoldenVoices.com. I'll answer. It may, you know, but usually same day, maybe really quickly. And like I said, if you want to talk about the business, you're not sure, feel free to book that free 15 minutes on my website. I'll be glad to talk to you. All right. Have a great week. I'm going to go get a hot tea. It's time to rest my voice for a couple hours just in case I get some work. It's 8:30 in the morning. I've been up since 6. That's probably why I sound even worse. Have a great one. We'll catch you next time right here on the VO Life.
This has been the VO Life with Troy Holden on Spotify, Apple, Google, and more.